This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Monster in My Podcast.
And these are Dragonettes.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, raisin is to raisinette.
Or as vinegar dragon is to is dragonette. To vinaigrette.
Yeah. I just, I'll take the house of Dragonette.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, just put them in my salad and make them shut up.
Yeah. Please, sir, would you like me to dice this for you?
The thing about the fairy dragon, Dragonette, and we were talking about eating them, is that, like, one, there are creatures in these games that eat these things whole. Two, I would eat one of these things whole.
Oh, yeah.
Like a soft-shell crab. And you might have already, because they're tiny, tiny. They're like an inch big.
Yeah. And what's great is, I imagine that eating one of these guys would be kind of like eating the French ortolan. Like, you would have to put a sheet over your head so you could hide your shame from tear.
And you get high as fuck, because their breath weapon is, like, PCP. Yeah. Like, their breath weapon is a sense of euphoria that makes you just, like, wander around.
It's a cloud of euphoria. Like, this guy is, like, trundling around outside Grateful Dead shows, just huffing, and by which I mean breathing nitrous oxide.
People just grab him, like, squeeze him into their mouth and throw him on the ground.
Yeah. They're filling balloons with dragon, with a fairy dragon.
Yeah. And check this shit out. You can get one of these things as a familiar.
I know.
Like, that's a good hook, because you get a drug addict wizard. Like, you have your, like, wizard who's just, like, huffs, you know, fairy dragon stuff.
Yeah.
The fairy dragon, like, you have to make a lot of promises to get them to serve you. You have to promise to serve them well and stuff like that. But, like, I can also, even though it says these things are geniuses, I could also see them being very naive. If you're just like, yeah, no, I just want to, you know, go on a trip through the cosmos and see the beauty of the world. Give me the shit. You know, and then they breathe into your mouth, like, you guys make out for a little bit, and then you wander around high while they go off and, like, pose riddles to toadstools. Nonsense. You know, like, it's a fully sketched character that is suggested in the margins of this entry.
Oh, yeah. He's your enabler and your supplier.
Yeah.
The fire drake is just it's like a baby. It's like a salacious crumb to a red dragon. It's just a baby, tiny red dragon.
It's not even the size of a horse. Like, it's like the size of, like, a mastiff. But if a mastiff was a dumb dragon.
Right. Yeah, these things are really, really stupid. Like, semi-intelligent, 2 to 4.
Yeah. The coolest thing about them is that their blood is constantly on fire.
Oh, yeah.
They have napalm for blood that burns on exposure to air. I guess that I just said that like it wasn't a really cool thing.
Yeah. No.
It's actually pretty cool.
I mean, like, when you describe it, you make it sound like the protagonist of Search and Destroy. But this is not a streetwalking cheetah.
No. His blood is full of, like, Greek fire.
Ah, yeah.
And you can bottle their blood if you store it in liquid or airtight containers and use it as grenades.
Yeah.
So, like, the medicine cabinetification of monster manual entries is in full effect here.
Oh yeah.
Which I mean, really like.
Yeah. And just like the idea of making, like, having a bunch of these guys around to milk for an armory.
Oh yeah.
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 just giving them enough gold to keep them happy. And then you just do a little bit of bloodletting.
When you say you're milking these guys, do you think that their sprum is also burning?
All you needed to do is say the first word of that sentence in that tone, and I would have known exactly what you were going to ask me.
I need to switch it up. I need to be becoming too predictable.
Then we have the pseudo dragon, which is fucking pointless, but it has a cool scorpion tail.
It's like a little lizard. It looks like a dragon.
Yeah.
With a scorpion tail. Like, I think this is like if you think you're going to hang out with a fairy dragon, and you want to spray its, you know, magic feel good juice into your eyeball, like a droplet in your eyeball.
Yep.
You actually get some of this thing's venom.
Mm.
You're no good.
Yeah, no. If you're chasing the.
Yeah. Oh, this guy can also be a familiar. This is the guy who has to be promised the world.
Yeah.
Like, you have to take very good care of it. You have to dote on it. Like, you have to tell it it's like the pretty boy. It's a bird. Like, it's like how, like, for some reason, like, I spend a lot of time saying good things about my cat to my cat.
Oh, yeah.
But nothing compares to how people treat birds, where they're just like, you know, pretty bird, good bird. Like, people just, you know, that's the bird voice.
I think you're thinking of Dumb and Dumber.
It actually happens, though. My uncle used to have a bird. Yeah. He did it. He had a tarantula as well, and it shed its skin. And then he threw its skin at me and one of the legs fell off. And it's one of the most terrifying things that's ever happened to me as a kid. Like, it was child abuse. So you go back in time and arrest my uncle.
Your uncle sounds pretty cool.
He was not cool, my friend. Oh, not okay. Cool.
All right. I mean, just based on that one story.
Yeah, he was like a biker. He'd be cool if you were recruiting him to rob a bank.
Okay.
He wasn't cool to be the brother of my mom, though.
Hey, we've always got the team together, but there's one last guy we need.
Tarantula Terry. We need Skin Huck and Skippy.
Yeah.
You got the driver, the explosive expert, this guy who hucks dead tarantula shells at the bank guards.
Well, you need a distraction.
Yeah, hopefully the bank guards, this is how we're going to get the bank for kids, where it's full of people's lunch money and stuff, and all the guards are 12.
Get bank. Their interest rates suck. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.